Welcome to Leading Organizations That Matter, a podcast on the topics of leadership, organizational culture, and finding meaning and purpose in our work. I'm Ray Spadoni, former CEO and current consultant, author, and speaker. Today's topic is setting the course based on who you hire. Okay, are you ready for some circular chicken or the egg logic? I wish I could say that the picture I'm going to paint here never happens, but it does. And these days, with so many mission-driven organizations confronting lots of challenge and the need to pivot, it's happening even more. I'll explain. Let's say that a board is facing a forthcoming CEO vacancy, or a leader has a key role about to become open. So it's time to make a new hire. During that process, whether guided by a search firm or conducted internally, a number of important questions will arise regarding the ideal successful candidate. I've been close to a few CEO searches lately, and so I'll focus on that scenario. The organization needs to select its next CEO. Obviously, this is an important decision. The board will consider its present situation, which could include things like financial shortfalls, programs that are not producing value or are producing only certain forms of value, workforce shortages, organized labor conflicts, declining volumes, strategic relationships that need to be repaired or developed from scratch, critical investment or divestment decisions, lingering questions regarding scale and whether a merger or acquisition scenario might make some sense, or fundamental operational or quality problems. And so that organization will need to ponder this question: who do we want leading us forward? And what should that person's ideal core skill set be? It's not uncommon for recruiters to want to gain this kind of clarity in order to conduct an efficient and ultimately effective search. Some boards and search committees will be able to prioritize these because, let's face it, no mere mortal candidate will be good in all those areas, and we'll be able to focus on that long list of issues. Unfortunately, when asked these questions, some hiring groups will say one of the following things: either, well, we want someone who has all those skills, or we are not sure, so go get us a lot of candidates and we'll know what we want once we see it. This is not uncommon. So recruiters will go out and cast a very wide net. Then the hiring committee will have an opportunity to look at the field and judge it, not according to a clear set of criteria based on priorities, but rather based on who looks best on paper and then ultimately shows best in person through the interview process. In this case, the most articulate, polished, and compelling candidate will win out, of course. But if that person is, let's say, a merger and acquisition specialist and less inclined to want to deal with the internal challenges, then the organization is going to move in the M&A direction. Or if that person has built a career based on creating exceptional clinical programs, then that organization is going to be built up based on that kind of hire. But here's the challenge. Some organizations really do need to focus on some things more than others. For example, a financial transformation. But if the person hired is a quality improvement expert, the turnaround could stumble. Or if it needs to build scale and the person hired has done great things, but never that, the organization could stumble. It's always best to make hiring decisions based on clear-cut and agreed-upon criteria rather than based on which candidates end up having the best curb appeal. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll consider subscribing to this podcast and providing a review on Apple Podcasts or your platform of choice. feel free to learn more about me and my work at redsailadvisors.com.